Even if you are a citizen of a country, you can still feel like you don't quite belong there. Hui Pham was born in Berlin. Now she's an NPR producer there. She sent us this essay.
I have a Vietnamese name and a German passport. When I was born in Berlin 25 years ago, the wall was still dividing East and West, and the city wasn't very multicultural. At the birth clinic, my mother was the only person who wasn't German. In today's Berlin, Turkish döner kebab shops compete on every corner with Chinese restaurants and Arabic shisha cafes. These days, the city celebrates its estimated 860,000 immigrants once a year at a big carnival. A local radio station covers news and entertainment in 21 different languages, including Russian, Farsi, and Turkish. But being an immigrant means you're not equal to the Germans. It annoys me that most Germans think of me as an Ausländer, a foreigner, even though I have German citizenship and speak the language perfectly. Take that term, immigrant. Even though I was born here, Germans call me an immigrant. And worst of all, so do I. 30-year-old Michael Songür, a second-generation Turk, says he's always having to prove to the Germans that he's not a criminal.
They think typical Turkish youngster who tries to be a gangster. They even don't know that I finished my university or stuff, and that I'm a grown-up man, and now I'm a businessman.
Songür runs a dance school in Berlin-Kreuzberg, an area more popular with immigrants than Germans. Young Turks and Arabs who grow up here call themselves ghetto kids.
Eins und zwei und drei.
Songür is showing a class of Turkish and German youngsters a new hip-hop choreography. His students wear baggy clothes and cool expressions on their faces. As they try to copy his jumps and turns, he shouts at them for not trying hard enough. The journalist Henrik Broder calls ambitious immigrants like Songür the new Germans. He says they are driven by the desire to catch up with the mainstream. Broder, who was born in Poland, is one of Germany's best-known journalists. But even he feels he will never be a real German.
What's between me and them is I am never satisfied with what I have achieved. While the real and native German, maybe as mediocre as he is, but he is complacent because he can hide in the big army of the majority.
25-year-old student Susie Mondry just thinks it's fun to be different. She's half Korean and has inherited her German father's straight nose and her Asian mother's dark brown hair.
El amor que ya pasado no se puede recordar. I was singing in a salsa band and I was thinking, well, that's pretty good because I can pretend that I'm from Brazil or whatever.
But sometimes the rules of the game get twisted. Mondry is currently looking for an apartment to share with other students. She saw an ad on the internet, but was taken aback when she realized the guy offering the flat wasn't German.
I was kind of disappointed when I heard his voice. Because of his accent. I imagined just the two of us in his house, and I thought, oh, maybe it's not a good idea to live with him. I was scared after, because I was scared about myself.
She looks at me, a fellow immigrant trying to understand what it means to be a Berliner, a new German, an Ausländer. Germany's capital has been transformed into a city of immigrants, but Berliners are only slowly adapting to the change. For NPR News, I'm Hui Pham in Berlin.